Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're listening to another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. We are prayerfully hopeful today that you will join in the dialogue and discussion as we talk about issues that face the family, the church, and our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." And so when we seek to face issues, some call them problems and difficulties. I choose to call them issues because we all have issues that we're faced with each and every day. And it depends on the approach that we take to handling and facing those issues. We do so based on the authority of the Scripture, not based on some philosophy or ideology or some denominational distinctive in some rites, rituals, rules, or regulations, but simply what does the Word of God say? And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today hope for the First Amendment. Hope for the First Amendment. Or you might want to call it revival of the First Amendment, depending on the prism through which you listen to this broadcast. But we're going to be talking about that in a moment. And let me give you some rationale behind that. I'll just read quickly the headlines and not the articles recently published about some Supreme Court decisions. Pro-life centers can't be forced to promote abortion. Another article, SCOTUS sides with pregnancy centers. Another one says, Supreme slapped down California's abortion promotion. Another article says, counseling ban in bullseye after Supremes affirm speech rights. That's talking about the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about something that I think is very serious for all of us to recognize the condition that our nation is in. I'm going to start my monologue by a reading of an elongated quote or a statement written by one of my sons. This is what he says. As we approach America's Independence Day and our celebration of America some 242 years ago, our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. But their pledges was not to receive immediate reward, but for the sake of our posterity. All Americans today enjoy an immeasurable freedom bought by the sacrifice of those today, those that we hold today in esteem, high esteem. But wait, as Christians, we enjoy an immeasurable freedom bought and paid for by Jesus Christ. As for me and my house, we are immensely thankful for both freedoms, end quote. I don't know if it could have been summarized any better of what I would like for us to talk about today as we think on the subject, hope for the First Amendment. We've gone through years and years and years. Our nation's Constitution has been under attack for several years now. In fact, since the probably the early 60s, but intensifying in the 80s, 90s, and now in the 21st century. It's been under attack by the socialist, Marxist, Leninist, Democratic Party in particular. We have witnessed the shame, the sadness, and the sorrow of our Bill of Rights as the Bill of Rights have been under assault, in particular, our First and Second Amendment. for those that are not aware of our Bill of Rights and our, in particular, our First and Second Amendment. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. The Second Amendment clearly says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Ladies and gentlemen, we've seen both of these amendments under assault, under attack, being demeaned, degraded, and disassembled in the past several years. Ladies and gentlemen, the liberal anarchist assaulting everyone right now. Listen, we're watching the assault of the entire President Trump's administration. Anyone that is conservative that's taking a stand, anyone that differs from those advocating of the left, there's an assault, an attack, an abuse by the Democratic Party, by those that are in authority and in control of the Democratic Party, that's simply advocating that you confront, that you demean, that you attack those of the Trump administration. I'm saddened to see things where the president's press secretary was confronted in the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, chased out by the owner and her group of lesbian LGBTQ waitresses. Others in the administration being confronted and attacked and demeaned. Pam Bondi, the attorney general for the state of Florida, being literally attacked and confronted and chased out of a theater in Tampa, Florida, as she was there simply to enjoy a movie about Mr. Rogers. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party, the left-wing, I call them loose likes lost liberals, are in panic mode. Some call this, in fact, from the left, they stated, and I state for you, we're on a new road to a revolution. That's their position. They have targeted and trying to assault and attack anything that's on what they call the right in America. Why do I talk about this? Why am I concerned about this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, our nation, America, is a Christian nation. It was promulgated on Christian biblical principles, not on the anarchist philosophy, on the Marxist measure, but on the measure of the Word of God. And there are those that will try to defy that and say that it is not a Christian nation. But even though there is an attack on Christianity and spirituality and the moral ethical conservatives in our nation, it does not take away from the fact that our nation was founded on biblical Christian principles. And when our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, that's exactly what it cost them, ladies and gentlemen, for us to have what we have today. We have witnessed the shame and sadness and the sorrow as our Bill of Rights have been under assault and attack, in particular the First and the Second Amendment, targeted with assault and destruction, and for the approach that's been taken in America, it is all for us to watch. But ladies and gentlemen, it seems that some of the Supreme Court justices have finally awakened. The Supreme Court rulings that seem to address the ongoing deterioration of our Bill of Rights. So just what are some of these assaults? What have we been witnessing in the past number of years? That's the assault on our Bill of Rights, and in particular, our First Amendment rights. I'm just going to read down a kind of a litany of just poignant thoughts for us to consider. Ladies and gentlemen, you can jump in this dialogue and discussion by dialing 401-1413. Get you straight to the microphone that we can have the discussion. You may have conversation or discussion about it. You may have questions about it. We're here to respond to you, our listener. You're listening to Dr. Youngblood. This is a broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. You can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413. Join in this dialogue and discussion. But let me just give you a sample of some of the thousands of cases across America, all of which have had a detrimental deterioration and the effect of destruction on the American way of life and on our Bill of Rights. Beginning with the Roe versus Wade, for example, there's forced, enforced, legally enforced murder by way of abortion. The LGBTQ, that is the sodomite community, networking in America that gave us the sodomite marriage by the Supreme Court. The onslaught of legalized pot, which has destroyed millions of lives and families in America. We've been watching the forcing by the act of law in the courts of Christian bakers and Christian florists and Christian wedding planners and Christian businesses to either submit and to participate in sodomite marriages or close their business. Some have been persecuted and prosecuted by the hundreds of thousands of dollars and the destruction of their business. Some states are enacting laws that persecuted Christian counselors, particularly the state of California, persecuted and prosecuted Christian counselors because they refused to give counsel to the ones they were counseling with on how to get an abortion or to send them to the abortuaries called Planned Parenthood. The Bible and prayer banned in government-controlled schools and universities, including elementary and grade schools and high schools in America. The push to force school students to accept Islam as the favored religion, even to the point of having some students pretend conversion to Islam and fall down on a prayer rug and pray to Allah. That's demeaning, ladies and gentlemen. That's detrimental to our school system and our students, to use our students in such a fashion of brainwashing. Here's several articles that I'll just touch on. Time won't allow us to go into the details of them, but I'm setting the stage of where I'm going with what I'm calling hope for the First Amendment, or the revival of the First Amendment. Here's the headline, says, this is a fight for the First Amendment, not against gay marriage. The article says, for one thing, no matter how many times people repeat it, the case isn't about discrimination or it isn't about challenging gay marriage. It is all about the First Amendment. And it is talking about the battle with the Sweet Cakes Bakery and Jack Phillips, where the Supreme Court, as you know, about a month ago, ruled that the ruling and decision the Supreme Court made, that he was totally vindicated, that he had been persecuted and prosecuted simply because, as a Christian, he refused to use the God-given arts that God had given him, an ability to make a wedding cake for a sodomite marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Assembly votes to violate the First Amendment. Bill 2943 in California bans books, conferences, counseling, advocating Muslim, Jewish, and Christian views on gender and sexual orientation. The California Assembly, General Assembly approved a bill by 50 to 18 votes that tells churches and other traditional beliefs about gender and sexual orientation and advocating for their views could get them sued. AB 2943 declares advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual is illegal under the State Consumer Fraud Act. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an attack on the First Amendment, the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religious liberties and religious free speech. Here's another article that says freedom of religion under attack. Congress, and this is the First Amendment, as you know, Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of press. And it goes further. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen, that's very, very similar. It says, bill to prohibit campus free speech zones introduced in the U.S. Senate. And it talks about Orrin Hatch in Utah announced that he was introducing legislation to protect free speech on our campuses. Ladies and gentlemen, our universities and colleges that are governmentally controlled in America today have basically said that if you cross the threshold as a student, you no longer have the liberty of free speech. You no longer have the freedom of your First Amendment right, is basically what our colleges and universities have been saying. We're getting to the point where it is generally viewed by multitudes today, that if you're a Christian, if you are feel in some way that you have freedom of religion and religious liberties, that somehow, some way, you're not welcome in the general arena and the incubator of free thought. We're talking about the revival of the First Amendment, our hope for the First Amendment. And that's what I'm wanting us to understand. Here's an article that says, "Defend religious freedom in our schools." It is a sad fact most Christian students are unaware of their God-given rights to religious freedom, a right guaranteed by our Constitution. As a result, they do not fully understand that they can freely exercise their faith in public schools. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a student can take his Bible to school. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, according to our religious liberties and freedom of speech, a student can pray in school. Contrarywise, we've had teachers in our schools that demand that a student cannot bow his head, cannot pray, and cannot thank the Lord Jesus for the meal he's about to eat in the lunchroom. Yes, that has taken place. And evidence of where we're going in our society today, with what I call the loose likes lost liberals, the left wing ideological philosophies that's contrary to our constitutional republic, is evidenced by a 28-year-old woman just winning the primary in New York, one of the primaries in New York. Alexandria Cortez, a socialist Democrat, won in New York's primary against Joe Corrale. Cortez's platform, let me read you her platform. Guaranteed income for everyone. Secondly, health coverage free for all. Third, college university education free for all students. Four, no borders for America. And with the emphasis of closing the immigration control enforcement, that's known as ICE, which started after 9/11 for the protection of our nation. If a 28-year-old avowed socialist can gain and garner the votes to be put in that prominent position, we're in trouble as a nation. So I'm thankful that we're seeing a turn, even though it is slight, even though it is minuscule, a turn in the right direction. For we have seen our freedoms of speech and our religious liberties under assault on university campuses and in the public arena long enough. We watched the socialist left-wing liberals, the Democrats, seem to have the unchallenged power to destroy our Bill of Rights and ignore our Constitution in general. We are thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a glimmer of hope. Why is that glimmer of hope? Because I believe God's intervention took place November the 8th of 2016, when we had Donald J. Trump as the candidate for President of the United States of America, and when he was elected and inaugurated January of 2017. Not too long after that, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump had the authorization and the occasion at the death of one of our Supreme Court justices to appoint Neil Gorsuch, a Supreme Court justice. And now with the retirement of Anthony Kennedy, President Trump has the opportunity to appoint a second conservative justice for the Supreme Court. President Trump will be able to make that appointment. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've turned on the news in the past 24 hours, all you can hear is the gushing and the screams and the death cry of the rank liberals about how he shouldn't do that, how it ought not to be done in an election year. In fact, their hue and cry today is that since this is an election year, he needs to wait until next year to make the appointment. You see, their hope is that somehow, some way, by cheating and lying at the ballot box, by having illegal aliens to vote, by having people vote that are dead, they're hopeful that they'll be able to win back the House and the Senate, that we're talking about the Socialist Democrats. By the way, for your edification, we have over 100 avowed socialists and the House and the Senate, operating under the guise of either Republican or Democrat. But they are literally gleeful of the fact that they're part of the Socialist Party of America. Ladies and gentlemen, they're screaming now because they say it's an election year and he shouldn't. Well, it's not a presidential election. It is a midterm election. It has nothing to do with the constitutional authority of the president to appoint a Supreme Court justice. So we need to pray for President Trump. We need to pray that God will give him wisdom. We need to pray that God will allow him to make the nomination. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as the little book of Amos said himself. But I believe in the next 10 days at the most, President Trump will nominate a Supreme Court justice. And I believe in 100 days or less, the new Supreme Court justice will be sworn in. And it is my prayer that he can be sworn in time to start the Supreme Court deliberations for the fall session, which begins in October. So we need to pray seriously for our president, for his protection, and for his wisdom from God. You see, God gave us our home, gave us the institution of the home, and government, and the church. And ladies and gentlemen, government, as God has given it to us, is for two succinct reasons. That is to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. Here's what the scripture says about that in Romans 13, verse 1 and following. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power, that is authority, but of God. The powers that be are ordained, appointed, approved, set apart of God. Verse 2. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a powerful statement from the Word of God. I believe that based on the authority of this text alone, that those that are fighting against the ordained government that God's given us, in particular our Constitution, and therein our Bill of Rights, those are on the left, those that are the proud socialist Democrats, those that are out to tear down and destroy our Constitution and all freedoms that it affords, those that are now pushing for a socialist-style government, those that are pushing to have no borders, those that do not want to see the wall. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the president needs to have that high, beautiful wall, as he has indicated since his campaign. I believe that wall needs to be in place with a beautiful little door there so that those that want to come into America will come by way of the law and what the law requires for you to enter our nation. I understand why around the globe people are wanting to come to America. I recognize that without any equivocation. Even though America is demeaned, even though America is under there's the attempt to destroy it by those within, those that are within the realm of government today, it is still a nation to be desired by all people around the globe. But hear me, if you want to come into America, do so through that beautiful door and that beautiful big tall wall that President Trump wants to erect to protect our southern border. Then the scripture further says in the third verse, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. That word evil, by the way, in the Greek text is the word proneros. It simply means bad, wicked, not good. Will thou then not be afraid of the power or the authority? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Verse 4 of Romans 13, for he, that is talking about government, is the minister. It is the word diakonos in the Greek text means servant. It is the government is the servant of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil or bad or wrong, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister, speaking of government, the minister, the servant of God, a revenger to execute wrath, that is the word thumos, means white hot anger of God upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. That is the consequences of bad and the conscience of the good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what God's created government for. And that ought to be the mantra and the recognition of our governmental leaders, but I'm not seeing that today. Ladies and gentlemen, now every liberal, every socialist, every anarchist are in a liberal frenzy, a crazed frenzy. They're pulling out all stops. They are trying to prevent President Trump from the appointment of a new justice in the Supreme Court. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the flailing and the failing and the frenzying of a dying effort. And that dying effort is on the part of the liberals in America to destroy our constitutional republic. Why are we hopeful? Why are we prayerful for the future? It is for the Supreme Court that handed down recently some major decisions. Perhaps you're not aware of those decisions. Let me just reiterate them for you. President Trump's travel ban for against the seven Islamic nations was upheld by the Supreme Court. Bonnell Stutzman, the florist in Washington State that's been persecuted and prosecuted for the past 5 years, simply because she refused to make a flower arrangement and present that and her arts and crafts and gifts and talents by God to be used for a sodomite wedding. She was prosecuted. Initially, she was fined $135,000. Then it was, I believe, something like $10,000 or $20,000 a day. She wound up basically losing her business. And had it not been for a pro bono legal defense team, she would have lost every penny that she had, including her business. But the Supreme Court just remanded that case back to the Supreme Court of the state of Washington with the instructions to go back and reconsider it based on the fact of the recent ruling of the Jack Phillips case with the Sweet Cake Bakery, where they said that his civil rights, his liberties, and his First Amendment rights had been violated by the state of Colorado in demanding that he make a cake for the sodomite wedding. They just handed that decision down this week. The third thing they've handed down, the Supreme Court's handed down the decision, that Christian counselors are not required to give murder by way of abortion counseling to those on the sidewalk as they're counseling with them to try to prevent murder of babies. And then the fourth thing that the Supreme Court just handed down this week, that unions cannot force dues to be paid by non-union members. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a occurrence of the recognition of the right of our First Amendment, where we have the freedom of speech, the freedom of religious speech, and where we ought to recognize that there is hope for the First Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture admonishes us that we're to pray for those in charge over us. The scripture says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all men. For verse 2, for kings and for all those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Ladies and gentlemen, that scripture is literally saying that we as Christians, moral, ethical believers in our nation, need to pray for our president, pray for his leadership, pray for God's wisdom on his behalf, pray for his safety, pray that also, ladies and gentlemen, that all of the detractors, those that want to tear down and destroy our nation, our Constitution, and our freedoms, that God would remove them or change them, especially on a national level, and then more particularly here in our city in Jacksonville, Florida. We're entering into a campaign cycle for the city council. We've got some wretched folks on the city council in Jacksonville, Florida, that needs to be removed or replaced. God's hand just recently removed two of them in the past month, 6 weeks. Two were removed, taken, and the governor of the state of Florida removed them. Pray that God will replace them with honorable people. Pray that those that are going to be up for re-election will be replaced by honorable men that will honor God's word, will honor our Constitution, recognize our constitutional republic, and honor our First and Second Amendments in particular, where we have the right to keep and bear arms, and we have religious liberties and the freedom of speech without it being truncated or infringed upon by any rule or regulation by any governmental body. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for our nation. We need to go back to the 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 that says very succinctly, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Our nation needs healing, ladies and gentlemen. Your prayers and our prayers and my prayers can make the difference. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.